Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. It's Monday morning here on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. I have all of your current events this morning, results of the Floyd Mayweather and Ricky Haddon fight, Michael Vick goes for sentencing, and other entertainment news and current events. So stay right where you are, and I'll be right back with all of that good information for you. So wake up. It's Monday morning, and I will be right back. Switch. Wow, that was a switch, wasn't it? We went from 50 cents to nice, smooth jazz. It's all here, right here for you on Mental Note. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Now, it looks like Mayweather knocked out Haddon in the 10th round in Las Vegas on Saturday night. So Pretty Boy is still undefeated. And Michael Vick is getting ready to go to trial, guys. He goes to trial today, and he can get up to 5 years in prison. So let's pray for Mike Vick. Again, I say that. You know, he's an awesome football player. People make mistakes. We're all human. But should he be crucified at the stake for one mistake? Hey, that rhymes. All right, stay where you are. Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to hear from you this morning. Anything going on in your neck of the woods that you think we might be interested in here on Blog Talk, give us a call, 347-215-8667. Right here, Mental Note for you this Monday morning. I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Keep it right where you are, and I'll be back with more great entertainment news and current events just for you.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming because you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah. You got to rock and wait in this one. Oh, come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And it's the only way we know how to rock. I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. It's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl, I was the one who gave you your first kiss? Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and
All right, guys, I'm back. Current events for you. Oprah shines her star power on Obama. In Columbia, South Carolina, December 9th, which was on yesterday, the Oprah and Obama tour hit South Carolina Sunday with the talk show host and media mogul exhorting nearly 30,000 to ignore Barack Obama's detractors and help him capture the Democratic nomination and the presidency. Oprah Winfrey campaigned for Senator Barack Obama before crowds of thousands over the weekend. I feel compelled to stand up and speak for the man who I believe has a new vision for America, she said. So Oprah is there rallying for Barack Obama. South Carolina, January 26th is your moment, Winfrey said, referring to the state Democratic primary debate during a campaign stop alongside the Illinois senator. It's your time to seize the opportunity to support a man who, as the Bible says, loves mercy and does justly. It don't get no better than that, y'all. Obama's campaign said more than 29,000 attended the event at the University of South Carolina's football stadium. It had the feel of a rock concert with bands playing for early arrivals and kept yelling fired up to the crowd. Winfrey, who also campaigned for Obama on Saturday in Iowa, offered a touch of talk show-like advice during a 17-minute speech. There are those who say it's not his time, that he should wait his turn. Think about where you'd be in your life if you waited when people told you to, she said. I'm sick of politics as usual, Winfrey said. We need Barack Obama. But right here it says, Obama, during his address, criticized the Bush administration and took several veiled swipes at Clinton, though never referenced his rival by name. I'm tired of Democrats thinking the only way to look tough on national security is to act like George Bush, he said. We need a bold Democratic Party that's going to stand for something, not just posture and pose. He said, if he's the party nominee, an opponent won't be able to say he supported going to war in Iraq, which Clinton did. It's not good enough to tell the people what you think they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. That just won't do. Not this time, he said. We can't spend all our time trying to poll testing our positions because we're worried about what Mitt or Rudy or Fred or the other Republican nominees are going to say about us. He said voters will need to cast ballots in favor of a candidate, not against an incumbent who is leaving office. The name George W. Bush will not be on the ballot, he said, a remark that brought the crowd to its feet for several minutes. Wow. I hate I missed that one, guys. Columbia, South Carolina yesterday, Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey. That's what's up. Okay, so stay right where you are, and I will be right back with more entertainment news and current events for you right here on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Mental Note, and I'm your host, Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me. Stay where you are.
Brown and Braxton.
All right, guys, I'm back. And this right here I just thought was interesting. Seems like there's a twisted fundraiser for troops in Iraq. As reported yesterday, a California couple is celebrating their engagement by borrowing $100,000 to book one of their favorite metal bands to play a fundraiser for the troops fighting in Iraq. The soundtrack to the courtship of Megan Moore and Danny Peikoff included Poison, Iron Maiden, Def Leppard, and Cinderella concerts, reports the Orange County Register. A Twisted Sister concert was a natural progression for their relationship. The show will be at the 4300-seat Brennan Event Center at University of California, Irvine. 400 of the tickets were passed out to troops at Los Alamitos Joint Forces Training Base and Camp Pendleton Marine Base. If the remaining tickets are sold, the couple will cover their expenses and raise another $100,000 for Southern California Chapter of Operation Homefront, which helps the families of troops serving in Iraq pay their bills. Wow. Moore's father and grandfather both served in the Army colonel, and her uncle was a Marine. Helping out the men and women of the armed forces just made sense. We're raising money for these awesome people who fight for our country, and this is our thank you to them, Moore says. Well, our attempted thank you, Peikoff adds. Wow, how wonderful some people are thinking about others and more so than themselves. Even in a time when they're celebrating their love, they're doing it by loving other people. I think that's wonderful. I'm your host here, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you have any comments, please check me out on my page, blogtalkradio.com/purposevision. You can also check me out at myspace.com/purposevision. You can call me here at 347-215-8667. We'd love to hear from you. Any comments are welcome. Questions are welcome. Check me out Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. for Purpose Vision, your real estate show, all things real estate, tips, questions, interest rates, how to advertise your property, how to design your property, all those things and much, much more. Sunday night, 7:30 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. The show is called Purpose Vision. Thanks for joining me. I do appreciate you tuning in each and every day for Mental Note, 9:30 a.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll talk to you soon, and until then, in all things, peace and love.
Diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my neck.